Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is February 13th, 2025, and here are our top stories. AI Youth Protection, GPT 4.5 release, Programmable Biology, Deepfake Concerns. AI Youth Protection. Google is set to roll out AI-driven methods for age detection among its users this year. Leveraging machine learning, the aim is to identify minors and provide age-appropriate experiences on platforms like Google Search and YouTube. Initially tested in the United States, this child protection measure will eventually expand to other countries. If the AI detects users under 18, settings will automatically adjust, while users are informed on how to confirm their age using a selfie, a credit card, or identification. For users under 18, safety settings like safe search adjustments and disabling autoplay on YouTube videos will be activated. Starting next month, parents can use the Family Link app to manage contacts on their children's devices, restricting calls and messages to approved numbers. GPT 4.5 release. OpenAI is set to introduce its latest language model, GPT 4.5, developed internally under the name Orion, in the upcoming weeks. According to CEO Sam Altman, this will be the company's final model without a chain of thought approach. Following GPT 4.5, OpenAI plans a strategic shift with GPT 5, which aims to merge the O series and GPT series while incorporating various tools. This new model will offer different performance levels: standard access for free users, a higher intelligence level for Plus subscribers, and the highest tier for Pro users. Altman emphasized the importance of large reasoning models in advancing AI, with the integration of the O3 model into GPT-5, reflecting a strategy to combine the broad capabilities of large language models with the precision of specialized reasoning models. Programmable Biology. Latent Labs, a new startup founded by a former scientist from Google DeepMind, has emerged from stealth mode with $50 million in funding. The company is developing AI foundation models aimed at making biology programmable. Latent Labs plans to collaborate with biotech and pharmaceutical companies to generate and optimize proteins. Simon Cole, who started as a research scientist with DeepMind's AlphaFold team, is behind the initiative. The startup's funding includes a previously undisclosed $10 million seed tranche and a fresh $40 million Series A round, with Radical Ventures and Sofinnova Partners leading the investment. Deepfake Concerns. Scarlett Johansson is urging the government to enact laws restricting AI usage after a deepfake video of her circulated online. The video featured Johansson and other Jewish celebrities wearing a provocative t-shirt amidst recent anti-Semitic remarks by Ye, formerly known as Kanye West. Johansson, a Jewish woman herself, emphasizes the heightened risk AI poses for spreading hate speech, advocating for legislative action as a priority. She highlights that AI misuse transcends individual accountability, turning it into a broad societal threat. Johansson's concerns extend beyond personal incidents, pushing for bipartisan action to safeguard humanity's future. Despite previous legislative attempts, progress on AI regulation has been limited. That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us, and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.